Hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick?
Well, it depends on what you ask.
And yeah, if you don't feel like answering, you know, we can move forward. There's no right or wrong answer, ma'am, okay?
Uh-huh.
But first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
I don't know, I guess. No, I think other people could hear it.
Okay, no, but does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No one works for this.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, ma'am, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you probably not vote?
Probably. Probably.
Probably vote? Correct?
Yes, probably.
Okay.
Yes.
And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you tell me what is your age, please?
I'd rather not, but it's between... let me get a
don't worry, ma'am. Believe
okay.
me. It's just for statistical purpose only, but we can continue. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? Are you white Caucasian, black African-American, Hispanic,
white
Latino,
Caucasian.
Haitian? Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me, believe me. Now, thinking about that direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed?
I'm okay with it.
So satisfied or very satisfied? How should I record it?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Okay, ma'am? You may use any number from 0 to 100. Now, how about the idea a woke culture, a wokeism. Have you heard of that idea?
I've heard of it. I'm not too sure about it.
Do you have an opinion?
I mean, I'm not sure what it is.
Right. So you don't have an opinion. You heard about it, but you have no opinion, correct?
But yeah. As far as I can tell, it's okay, but I don't know enough.
No, I understand. How about Donald Trump from 0 to 100? What number should we give him?
Who was it again?
Donald Trump. Remember, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. So anyway,
are we talking about him?
Yes, we're talking about Mr. Trump, from 0
to
100.
It's not high as 50, that's for sure. I'd say half, I'd say 40.
Oh, 40, okay. How about the U.S. Department of Education? Same question, from 0 to 100, how warm do you feel?
I don't know too much, so I'm going to say 60.
Okay. And how about public schools in general, to the best of your knowledge, from 0 to 100?
I'd say the same as 60.
60, okay.
I think they're...
How about public school teachers in general, from 0 to 100?
In general, I think they're good from what I know.
What number should we give them?
This is funny because I'm a teacher, so I don't want to go too high. But
go ahead, man. Like I say, you know, it's your opinion that matters. Believe me.
I'll say 60.
Okay. And all you answer is truly confidential, okay? Now, how about Mr. Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
Joe Biden.
Yes. What number should we give?
Can you give me a picture of his face?
Well,
I think low.
Okay. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards Mr. Joe Biden, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number.
It's the last one, yeah.
What, 50? Or what number
you
should we
give? You said half, didn't you?
50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. What number should we give him?
I'd say cold, mostly.
About the National Education Association, or NEA, from 0 to 100?
70.
Okay. And how about the charter schools? Same question.
I think in general they're pretty good.
What number should we give them?
60.
Okay. And how about Moms for Liberty? Have you heard of that organization?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move forward. I appreciate your patience, believe me. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Then I'm glad I'm talking to a teacher, you know. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
I don't really know anything about charter schools. But I, just from what I've heard, I'd say that would be my choice, even though I don't experience it.
Okay. And would you say that they do much better job or just a somewhat better job?
Somewhat better? Just somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. And generally speaking, how would you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat well, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding
second.
Stop. You can use any number, okay, man, from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. How well do public schools prepare students to become more organized and have a structure from 0 to 10?
This is what I want more.
Yeah,
a better system.
How well do you think the public school system prepares our students to become more organized and have a structure from 0 to 10? 10 it means very well. It's 0
Five.
Means not at all. 5? Okay,
Five.
Thank you. How well do public schools prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad? Same question, 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And how about how well do public schools prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market for 0 to 10?
I'm picking the worst. So I'm going to say the worst.
Okay.
At a level of 3.
3? Okay, thank you, ma'am. And remember, there's no right or wrongness. It's your opinion that matters, and I appreciate your patience.
Right.
Okay?
Well, okay.
How well do public schools prepare students to embrace American values?
Oh, I've got somebody at the door,
okay.
And I need
ahead,
to, I need to answer.
Okay, go ahead, then. I'll wait.
They're my guests for dinner.
Oh, okay, sorry then. Can I call you back maybe in about an hour or so?
Maybe so.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your
patience. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.